where it says I'm already in a position that Newgrass wasn't in as far as getting written up in time. It seems like I was worried that that might seem like I was putting down Newgrass or lording it over them or something for having been able to pull off things that they hadn't been pulled off. I just wanted to make sure that I said it in a way that didn't reflect an attitude that I didn't feel.
Okay, I'll cross this off. And you just see, can you just kind of describe what you really want to say then?
But it's not, that's him talking about it, right? It's not me talking
that's
about
true.
It.
That's true.
Right, so whatever he said, I don't have anything to say about, but
okay.
It's this one paragraph.
I'll just cross it off and we can tell me what to say.
Okay, let's see. This
was in 1990, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Can I ever tell you right?
How about I found myself in a position... I found myself in the position of being written up in Time Magazine and Newgrass and Musician Magazine and being on The Tonight Show and things like that, some of the things that Newgrass Revival was unable to do. Or let's just say that. You would regret, yeah. I felt that if I didn't do this band, I would always regret it because I found musicians that were like me and that they were wide open and didn't care what kind of music it was as long as it was really good and really wanted to do something special and new. And oddly enough, we were able to have successes that went way past what had happened at Newgrass, doing something much less commercial in a certain way. And I always found that very strange because I always thought commercial was simpler, you know, and Newgrass was trying so hard to make music that would work for the country market, which was really a hard thing for us to do because that really wasn't what Newgrass was about. But here I am playing weird stuff and having you know, an audience, being able to have an audience to do my own thing. And I took a lot of inspiration from Newgrass Revival, who just started out playing their music and built it and eventually built an audience for something that they would love to do. And I feel like I was inspired by that too. I could see that if I started doing what I really wanted to do now, maybe years from now, I would have an audience and be able to make a living doing it. But I was surprised at how quick it caught on and the kind of success that we've had.
So was I. You hit into a jazz market, didn't you?
Yeah, a jazz market,
wow.
A college crowd,
a
whole lot of things. And maybe if Newgrass was together now, we would be reaching some of those audiences. But that's the timing was such as it was. So anyway, maybe you can work with that.
Yeah, thanks.